Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 35 of the Jordan B. Peterson Podcast. I'm Michaela Peterson, Jordan's daughter. This is an interview podcast filmed recently, November 2020, with Wim Hof. The video version of the podcast is available on my YouTube channel at Michaela Peterson Videos, or you can just type in Wim Hof Jordan Peterson and that'll bring you right to the episode. I had Wim Hof on my podcast and Dad co-hosting, but like usual, as in one other episode, I let him do most of the talking, so we're putting it up on both podcasts. I think this will be the format from now on for interview podcasts that are from my podcast. They'll all be available here and in video version on my YouTube channel. Wim Hof is absolutely incredible. He's also known as the Iceman, but I'll leave his intro that Dad does in the actual episode. A heads up, Dad mentions in the episode that he hasn't been feeling well, and I'm happy to tell you that he's feeling much better since this was filmed, so don't worry. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you do, please remember to hit subscribe for more. I want to tell you guys about an app/website I use called thinker.org. I absolutely love it. If you're someone who reads a ton or wants to learn fast, this is for you. It's certainly for me. Thinker.org, that's thinkr.org, allows you to read or listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes. I read a ton, mostly research stuff or books from the people I or Dad podcast with. This isn't the same as reading an entire book, but if you need to get through information quickly, or if you want to consume more and don't have the time, which is kind of where I'm at, Thinker allows you to read or listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes, from old classics like How to Win Friends and Influence People to recent bestsellers. The app gives you the gist of the book and the main ideas, which kind of gives you all the juice really quickly. For people reading a ton or those who want to get through a lot of information quickly, I would highly recommend thinker.org. I also use it even if I'm going to read the book or after I read it to get the information solidified in my head. I found the app incredibly helpful. So if you want to challenge your preconceptions, expand your horizons, and become a better thinker, go to thinker.org, that's thinkr.org, to start a free trial today. Again, that's thinkr.org. And now a word from one of our sponsors, Skillshare. I love that a number of our sponsors are related to education and learning. Skillshare is a handy online learning tool that offers courses. They're offering our listeners a free trial of their premium membership. There are a ton of classes. You can learn some do-it-yourself gift making for this holiday season, or if you want to do something else, learn how to use Adobe Photoshop or Word or Excel if you don't know how to use those, or hone your skills in management, leadership, freelancing. I've taken courses on organic chemistry and introductory physics. Their short classes are pretty handy for a busy routine. If you find yourself wasting your time scrolling through Instagram, perhaps this is a better use of your time. If you go to skillshare.com/Peterson, you can get a free trial of a premium membership. That's 2 weeks free at skillshare.com/Peterson. Last but not least, I want to tell you about Green Chef. Whoa, you're saying, is this a food company? Don't you just eat meat? Why, yes. Yes, I do. And yes, it is. However, I am picky about what we advertise, and I do think Green Chef is one of the healthiest meal services you can get. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company, and you can find recipes for paleo, keto, and plant-powered diets. You can go to the website at greenchef.com/JBP80 to get $80 off plus free shipping and choose your recipes. Obviously, my choice would be paleo or keto. They send hand-picked veggies and high-quality protein, and it's all pre-measured and mostly prepped. I like these guys because they offer paleo and keto options, and a lot of their ingredients are organic. My friend's getting their paleo recipe option and absolutely loves it. If you want to try keto or paleo, this is an easy way to start. You get high quality, basically ready to cook ingredients shipped right to your door. And if you go to greenchef.com/JBP80, you get a massive $80 off plus free shipping. That's greenchef.com/JBP80 for $80 off plus free shipping. Thank you very much to our sponsors and to you folks for supporting us by using their codes. It makes these podcasts possible. And without further ado, welcome to the Wim Hof interview.
All right. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Jordan B. Peterson, and
I'm Michaela Peterson.
And we have the great privilege today of speaking with who must be one of the world's most remarkable men, someone whose work I've followed for years in astonishment, I would say. He doesn't seem real. And if you meet him, we've only met him briefly, he also doesn't seem real then as well. He's performed many remarkable feats that I would say would have been regarded as impossible before he did them. And so we're going to talk to him today about what those feats are and how he thinks he manages it. So you want to take it away, Michaela?
Sure. So you have your method, your Wim Hof breathing method. You talk a lot about cold therapy and meditation, and you've done things like had endotoxin injected into you, and you haven't had a noticeable immune response. So could we maybe start with, how did you get started with, say, the cold therapy that you teach?
Yeah, and what have you done? I mean, to give the viewers and listeners some sense of your accomplishments, that way they can put your method into context by knowing what it's allowed you to do. I know you've run marathons in the Arctic and swam under the Arctic ice, but I'd like to let you discuss that.
Yes. For a long time, I was a seeker. But any seeker becomes a finder. I became a finder of a way wherein I could feel, connect deeper. I was looking through philosophies and debating into what it is to feel deeper, to have a deeper understanding of myself. And that deeper understanding that came not through debating and philosophizing, but it came like in a moment, in an instant, by going after I was attracted to go into cold water. I was not sure why. It was a gut feeling. A seeker became a finder there. I went into the cold water. And instantly, that brought me in a deeper physiological depth of myself. And it was like, this is it, feeling.
Okay, so first of all, how old were you when that happened? And second, do you have any sense of what attracted you to the cold water?
This is a gut feeling. A gut feeling got me to the cold water. After debating for years and philosophizing, and trying out all kinds of stuff, then at a certain moment, the gut takes over. It's there. And your gut tells what to do. But we mostly follow the thoughts and what we think of things instead of following what we feel deeply inside. We get disconnected therefrom, alienated therefrom. But I followed that gut feeling. I went in, and that is 44 years ago. And since then, I every day went into the cold. In all the winters, you know, in Minneapolis and up there in the U.S., it's also cold in the wintertime. I went every day outside swimming or walking through the snow barefoot. Sometimes I even could stay a whole night in shorts outside in freezing temperatures just because I wanted to discover something that was not known, that was crazy according to the people. And all that I took it on because I felt so good. And nobody can say, hey, if you love somebody, they can say, it's not good for you, that person. You go. So I went regardless of what they said. And that was for at least 25 years until I met radio and television. And then, boom, I went all over the world because apparently I had gone where nobody had gone before. That gut feeling led me into the depth of the physiology. And now it shows. Now it shows. After meeting the scientists and doing first 26 world records and so many more challenges outside in hostile temperature environments, like beyond the polar circle, run a full marathon in your shorts, or swim record distances under the ice, just breath hold in shorts. Go Kilimanjaro, also bare chested in record times. Go climb Mount Everest to the death zone in shorts all. I mean, bare chest, that's the naked truth of our body. What do? When we go to Mount Everest, we have oxygen, we have clothes, 10 layers. That's not a challenge. If you want to challenge something in your body, which is connected to your brain, the neurology of the body, the vascular system, it's in the brain. There is the steering wheel. If you want to change the mind and the perception and the consciousness, you got to expose yourself to the hardships of nature and learn to control fear. Go past to get in control 100% of the brain's capacity. Because we show this now in the best of brain scans of the world, Hanover, one of the two best brain scans of the world. We showed through these breathing techniques driven from going into the cold, 44 years, field work I did, breathing. What do you do when you go into the cold? You come alive in the depth. You nourish yourself with oxygen, with life force, and you learn how to do that. And then deeper mechanisms, they become connected to your will's neurology. Last study I did, I showed by in a brain scan, having cold water coming up on my skin, just by my thought, I could make the skin temperature not going down. That is a deep connection with the stress mechanisms in our brain. We live in comfort zone behavior all the time, everywhere in the world. And then we ask why we have uncontrollable inflammation going on and we can't do anything. Because we never connected with the deep physiology. Nature does not want you to be sick or depressed. Because this is outside the functionality of nature. In nature, you should be happy, strong, and healthy because you got to be alert for the danger. There is no time to be depressed. There is no time to be in disease because you're going to be eaten. You're going to die because of the environmental stress factors and all. This is the way our physiology works. And we alienated from that. Because we think we are with our extension tools that we control nature. We do not even control our happiness, strength, and health. We go to the moon. While here on the earth, we have all the stress. We got wars, we got pollution. We don't know what we do. Because we lost the connection with who we are in the depth. And this is what I've been doing up till now. I had pledged myself when I was 12 years, I'm gonna do something about this. And what? I don't know, but I'm gonna do something about this because I think war, pollution, abuse, exploitation, all these things, the absence of happiness, there's so much regulations, tension, stress, abuse, and over with power and money, that is sick. and I'm going to do something. How? I did not know. But a 12-year-old can be very strong. It starts somewhere, and it builds up. Neurologically, I invested. It's called belief. But now it appears to be that we found, and I'm a drop out of school. I'm no doctor. I teach doctors, and I teach professors. I work with the best of them. Like right now, the last conversation I had with Dr. Kevin Tracy, who was in the board for the jury for Nobel Prize winners on medical in the medical area. He tested me in 2007, and he saw me influencing deeply into the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve that is considered to be autonomic, outside of our will. Right. If you are able to control or influence deeply into the vagus nerve, you are able to bring down inflammation, which is cause and effect of disease. We found the answers in nature.
Can you describe in any way that would be comprehensible to someone who didn't know how to do it, how you manage such things as control over the vagus nerve?
Yes, the vagus nerve and the autonomic nervous system, the immune system, and the endocrine system. All those were thought to be out of our willful control. In 2014, I showed as the first one in medical science to be able to be injected and then have no symptoms with the E. coli bacteria, which can be lethal. It's a strong bacteria, and it causes the cytokine storm. Cytokine storm is inflammatory markers going berserk within our body because it doesn't not know what's happening and everything is an alarm and it can damage our system. That's a cytokine storm. That's COVID as well.
Right.
That's the damaging factor of COVID. And we could not do anything against that. And then they tested me. And I showed as the first one to be injected and have no effects.
And so what did you do after you were injected to stop?
Two things.
Okay.
I did two things. First of all, I used my mind. And I just explained what the mind is capable of. If it is connected to the stress mechanisms, our willful control, then you can give a neurosignal to the neurology of the rest of the body to do whatever is necessary to neutralize physical impact of any kind. That is the real connection we possibly all have. But I did that then. I used my will and I used breathing. And this breathing technique, apparently, it's an amazing technique, which is not known nowhere because I found it out by going into cold water. In cold water, you are directly exposed to deep stress, freezing water, deep stress on your body. What do? You don't think, you do. You learn to regulate biochemistry by deep breathing.
You jump into cold water.
Yes.
And then you breathe automatically, like you demonstrated. And then you've played with that breathing and learned what?
I learned that through deep breathing, I was able to prolong my stay in cold water like tenfold.
How long did it take you? How many months or years did it take you to develop
only
that
couple of months?
Only a couple of months.
And I could stay. I also did my breathing exercises, and I could stay for 5 to 7 minutes breath hold. That's another thing. It's not sports. It's just our capacity is much more than we normally use.
Right, right. And so, you're making the case that if we expose ourselves to relatively extreme stressors, that we become more integrated psychophysiologically.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you went into cold water and then you practiced staying in there longer and longer. And you did that, and you found that if you were able to voluntarily, would you say, cooperate with that deep breathing, that enabled you to stay in longer and longer.
Yes, like tenfold.
And what
like playing was this ice water playing?
And it was this gut instinct that drove you to
yes.
to experiment with this. It must have been extremely difficult.
That was surprisingly not there. No difficulty whatsoever. I was ready, actually, to go in. I had debated so much. It's like, oh, get the fuck the shut up. I want to do something. You know, it's a moment like you want to, you are over with this minding about it all. You want to feel. And so when I went into the water, I felt great.
I'm having all sorts of trouble regulating my physiology for a variety of reasons. I'm very ill, and I'm very interested in your accounts of psychophysiological integration in that
light. Is it autoimmune?
It's damage from medication.
Neurological
damage.
I can't stop myself from moving.
Ah.
I am right now. It's willpower that's stopping it, but I have to move all the time uncontrollably.
So do this breathing technique because it works deeply on a reset of the neurology.
Can you
what
show
happens,
me?
I will show you.
Okay.
I explain.
Okay.
The working principle of this breathing technique is that we alkalize the body. We bring up the pH level so much, like we spike it to 8, where it normally has to be 7.3, 7.4. Mostly we are below. We bring it to 7.8, 8.
Right, and that's a logarithmic scale.
Yes, and that is not good, but it only spikes. It only spikes, and that activates the adrenal axis deeply. They found out that the adrenal axis is spiked because of the pH spike we give it to the body. You will experience it in this podcast. Okay. I will show you.
But okay, well, can I do it along with you?
Yes, of course. And you okay. too.
Yeah.
You guys want to do it?
Yes.
Yes.
Then
yes.
tell me how you feel afterwards.
Okay.
We just do one round. I recommend you do it, Jordan. You do it whenever you feel anxiety or a deep neurological deficiency or whatever. Yes?
Okay, well, that means I should be doing it about 200 or 300 times a day, I would say.
I think if you do this, then it's like staying away a longer and longer time. But let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, here we are, relaxed. Take a deep breath, all in, and let it go. All in, let it go. I will take the telephone, then see how long. You're gonna stay first round, 90 seconds, 1.5 minutes, after the exhalation without air in the lungs for 90 seconds, no force. That is deeply into the neurology. You will see. Just follow me. And I will show you here on the timer that you do so. And I will talk and say what is happening because you feel it.
Okay.
All right, there we go. This, by the way, this technique, with this we change fundamentally medical science of our perspective of what we can do within our physiological depth against bacteria, virus, depression, neurological diseases, etc. But now you will experience. So I will show on the camera the numbers.
My
okay.
God, I don't know if I can do numbers.
There we go. So now you got it. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. Keep on going. The mind goes with the breath. Don't mind about nothing else but your breath. The mind is a big player, so let it be with the breath. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. Keep on going. Fully in. Let it go. Become lightheaded. Go on. Fully in. Let it go. 18 times more. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. 16 more. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. 13. You become lightheaded. Loom in the body. Don't mind. Just go. It takes just a couple of minutes what we do to arrive at a deep impact on our physiology, deeper than in science was thought possible. It's all here. Then after the feeling, because feeling is understanding, we can talk. 8 more. Just go. It's a workout. 7. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. 6 more. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. 2 more. Fully in. Let it go. Fully in. Let it go. Now, now comes the last one. Fully in. Let it go. And stop after the exhalation. Close your mouth. No smuggling, just witness. There is no need for breathing. The carbon dioxide has been blown off. pH level is a really high. There is no trigger to breathe. Only the brain could reflex, but don't. Just be in the peace. It's the parasympathetic nervous system. Deep peace. No need for breathing. Just witness. You're deep into the physiology of your being, the way nature meant it to be. Because you are right now in deep, deep stress, but you are tranquil. It's a paradox. We are really deep into our physiology right now. No force. And you changed your biochemistry. And now the adrenal axis is shooting out through all the body, resets the body. Any defect is being neutralized, getting rid of. 10 seconds more. 9, 6, 3, 2, 1. Fully in. Fully in and hold. Fully in. Hold. Squeeze it to your head. 3, 2, 1. Let it go. There we are.
God, I hated that.
Yeah, sure. But this is the way. Wait, you know what you hate more? This neurological defect?
Yes.
And this is the way through deep stress, activated consciously while being okay, because it's maybe also because of the stress of the podcast and so we are here.
Did we hold our breath for 90 seconds?
You could, yes, 90 seconds. You guys did 90 seconds. Here. It's all here.
We're experiencing a lot of global instability as we plunge into primary season. How are you protecting your family in the midst of all this chaos? The fact is, there is one asset that has withstood famine, wars, and political and economic upheaval dating back to biblical times, and that's gold. It's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold, and Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold can help you create a well-thought-out and balanced investment strategy. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold without paying a penny out of pocket. Diversify into gold today. Just text Jordan to 989898 for a free info kit. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to check out Birch Gold today. Text Jordan to 989898. Claim your free info kit and protect your savings with gold. That's Jordan to 989898. When did we decide to stop upholding free speech as a basic right? It doesn't matter what your politics are or who you voted for. Everyone should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, the big tech monopoly has instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship. To fight back against big tech's control of the internet, I use ExpressVPN. Have you ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their money? By tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, they build a profile of you and then sell it off to the highest bidder. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, the software hides your IP address from third parties. That makes your activity more difficult for companies to trace and sell to advertisers and helps keep your online presence more anonymous. ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. So let's stop allowing big tech to revoke our rights to free speech. Why not revoke their right to your data instead? Secure your internet with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Jordan. That's expressvpn.com/Jordan for 3 extra months free. expressvpn.com/Jordan.
Starting a business can be tough, especially knowing how to run your online storefront. Thanks to Shopify, it's easier than ever. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Our marketing team uses Shopify every day to sell our merchandise, and we love how easy it is to add more items, ship products, and track conversions. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/JBP. Go to shopify.com/JBP now to grow your business no matter what stage you're at. That's shopify.com/JBP.
I probably did 85 seconds and took a tiny little breath.
Yeah, that's what happened to me too.
This is route number one. Route number two, we would go 2 minutes. Route number three, 2.5. Number four, 3 minutes.
Of holding breath, exhale.
Air in the lungs, yes. You got to do this. Then you will see. How do you feel?
Well, I'm not wandering around the room uncontrollably moving and screaming. So. You know, that's better than 3 or 4 hours of my day. I'm still able to stay calm and sit here and talk to you.
Exactly. That's an accomplishment. Now, you got to go even deeper. And so in 4 rounds, you will be able to reach, after exhalation, that is, understand the principle. After exhalation means there is no air anymore in the lungs.
And do you exhale completely?
Yeah, almost completely. Like okay.
I found if you exhale all the way and then you kind of bring your stomach up underneath your ribs.
Yes.
That helps. I got taught that earlier this year. It kind of helps suppress Mula the Bandha. Feeling.
In yoga, that is the contraction, Uddiyana Bandha. It's all, you know, it's old knowledge. But This is all new. And that it is through science makes it trustworthy. It's data. It shows that we are activating the immune system through this deep stress the adrenal axis suddenly spikes while you are in control.
How many breaths did you have us take?
About 30.
30. 30 deep breaths and then a minute. And so with your advice is to do the 30 breaths and the 90 minutes of breath holding?
90 seconds.
90 seconds of breath holding?
Yes, around that. And then what I advise is this. Go without force. So whenever you really feel the urge to breathe again, do it. Take a minute. But I tell you, in four rounds, you should be able, if you just relax on that beautiful, it's a very nice couch, by the way.
Thank you.
So I like the golden and the copper green.
Yes, well, she spent a lot of time picking this out. You just had it delivered, didn't you?
Yeah, I bought it off a very elderly lady, but I love it.
It's a nice couch.
And I love it.
And you love it. Not but.
Yeah, that's nice. So if you lie on the couch or at home on the bed, you are even more relaxed. Then the tissue is able to open up more and receive even more oxygen. Then the pH levels, they go even way up more. And then it's easier to not breathe. What happens when you not breathe and your pH levels are actually okay, they are great, then there is no oxygen. Suddenly the oxygen drops dramatically. Nobody understands in the hospital because they saw this for the first time. That is where normal people die. We go even lower.
In doing just what we just did.
Yes. If you do 3 minutes, you go lower than people who are dying.
And
but
so
you
that's
do
3 minutes.
Controlled.
3 minutes of breath holding.
Yes.
Exhale.
After the exhalation. That means that the oxygen, after 1.5 minutes, the oxygen drops dramatically. And that means that in the brainstem, the survival brain, the survival triggers, they come up with the adrenal axis, hypothalamus, epiphysis, pituitary gland, and the adrenal glands. Boom! And then anything that should not be in the body is gotten rid of.
Oh,
it's like a big sweep.
Yeah.
And one of the things is the immune system. The immune system, white cells, the stem cells are activated, the red cells, the lymphocytes, the neutrophils, the T cells, the B cells, they are all activated. Because it wants to survive. It wants to get rid of what should not be there, what is blocking
so your
utmost functionality.
Right. You're actually indicating to your body that something wrong has happened.
Now you come in, a different thing is the neurosignal of your own will, your intention will count at that moment. It will execute what you have neurosignally demanded to your body. That is the new science. I showed it in Detroit. You got to look it up as a doctor. You can look into the paper. It's called Brain Over Body, Psychology Over Physiology. It's new. They say, and that's why it was interesting to also talk to you, Father. Thank you very much for having me on your podcast. Thank you. But the thing is, the psychiatrists who tested me, they saw me activating robustly an area of the brain thought of impossible by humans, which is the periaqueductal gray hemisphere.
Oh, yes. That's involved in pain.
Endocannabinoids, the opioids and the cannabinoids, the endocannabinoid system. There's an opioid crisis in the world. We found a way how to willfully activate that area. That huge consequences. Another thing, those professors, they say, we found, this is the way they stated in the publication. We now have the compelling evidence of the key components of the autonomous processes in the brain related to mood regulation. So if we have anxiety, depression, psychosis, then something is not working well. How to bring back balance? This one does it. They say this is a transformational technique that will change mental health care. It's only a matter of time. And sorry that it is so easy, that it is so simple.
Well, it's I didn't find it that simple to do, and it wasn't simple for you to discover.
That is true. Took me 40 years.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the relationship between this breathing technique and the cold therapy that you're using?
Yes. The cold therapy trains the cardiovascular system. Killer number one in society. What is it? Cardiovascular related diseases. Why? Because we wear clothes all the time. We are never exposed to the elements of nature, to cold, to heat, to pressure. It's always neutral. It's like a muscle and you don't train it. It's there, but it is this. That is our vascular system. Our vascular system is 100,000 kilometers long inside every body. And the thermoreceptors and the electrical receptors, they end up in our biggest organ of ours, which is the skin. We always got it covered. Logically, we have a cardiovascular related pandemic going on for hundreds of years already. And now I say, cold shower a day keeps the doctor away.
Okay, so how cold and how long?
It begins with 30 seconds. First, I explain. Well, you know what happens when you go into a cold shower? You activate, you stimulate deeply the thermoreceptors and the anti-pain receptor. Pain receptor, thermoreceptors, electroreceptors, which is the neurology, all connected to the skin. They, they affect the vascular system, the cardiovascular system. Millions of little muscles suddenly are stimulated. They begin to optimize. Then the blood flow goes a lot better through the system. That is number one. It reaches a lot better our cells with oxygen, nutrients, and vitamins. That's why a cold shower gives you energy. Then the second thing, if you regularly, you begin with 30 seconds, then you do 45 seconds, 1 minute, 1 minute and a quarter, etc. You go up to 2.5 minutes a day. Why? Because that is the vascular fitness exercise, the best. Then cardiovascular related diseases, and that is also inflammation into the head, inflammation into our neurology, is goodbye. How simple. What happens that the heart rate, when all these little millions of little primitive muscles in the hundreds of thousands of blood vessels inside are activated, optimized, then the heart rate suddenly doesn't need to compensate for the loss of the vascular condition. And then the heart rate will go down with 20 to 30 beats a minute, 24 hours a day. You see what kind of stress that would be? If you have a weak vascular system in tone, then it takes maybe years, maybe 10 years, maybe 20 years, but it will take its toll. Because the heart rate, when it goes up, it triggers directly the liver to release cortisol and glucose. It's like you are in fight and flight, because the function of our accelerated heart rate is to pump glucose and adrenaline through our system the fast as possible.
Yep.
But now there is a constant danger signal going on because of our weight. That's why cardiovascular related diseases, arteriosclerosis, is logical, because the blood flow is not helped with these millions of little muscles who are weakened. They are not stimulated, and then the heart rate needs to pump 20 to 30 a minute, 24 hours a day, day in, day out, day in. Hey man, it will take its toll, soon or later. So the people, they gotta wake up. Cold shower, the best thing you can do for yourself is a cold shower.
How cold?
And then, just to cold. Turn them to cold. That is creating the stimulation.
You start with 30 seconds.
Yes. It begins with 30 seconds because I say don't force. Because maybe 90% of the people go well. You guys, you will go well. Young woman, it goes well. No problem. Hey, if you have a condition, any, then it is because of the system, there is a defect going on. It will boost at that moment the system, and it will go through a good jolt. So that's why I say safety first, 30 seconds to begin with. But within 10 days, anybody is able to do the same, to go to 2.5 minutes, no problem. Cold shower.
Within 10 days.
Within 10 days, your cardiovascular system is improved so much. The way nature meant it to be. And the way nature meant it to be is that the skin is, we have skin. We have electroreceptors and thermoreceptors and pain receptors all going to the skin to give us the information of what is going out aside in life.
But would you recommend
covered
doing
it up?
Would you recommend doing this in the morning or in the afternoon or the evening?
Whenever you take the shower.
Okay.
You take them nice and warm, etc. It's all nice. But then to also take the cold one. It's the best
okay.
thing. Yeah, what they saw with a cold water, we just recently have done a new study on that. It really improves within 10 days the cardiovascular system, which is directly related to the neurology, by the way. Yeah? Neurologic. The opening and closing of all those, the activating of those muscles to open and close all the veins, arteries, and capillaries, I mean, 100,000 kilometers, is done by the neurology, the nervous system. So if any defect is there in the nervous system, you will get to it through a cold shower increasing. That
okay,
is
now,
one.
Last. Practical yes. question, maybe the last one. Well, so the cold shower is 30 seconds, and you can also use a warm shower afterwards if you want, yes?
Warm, before. In
before.
The beginning.
You should end with the cold shower.
Yes, and then after 10 days, you like to begin with cold, which is better. Why? Because then your mind comes into play. Because you know you are going into the cold. Then you connect with the stress mechanisms inside yourself. You become stronger when you know you are facing danger. When you're going to face a force, you set your mind to it. And that is what we lost in our society. It's always comfort, 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 comfort. No, seek discomfort. Then discomfort becomes power. That's the point where you are learning. And there you get new power. You go past the conditioning. And that it's amazing what the cold can teach us. This should be known by the whole world. Because now, let me tell you this. Because besides of the psychiatry, I'm working with the top researchers on the DNA right now. Next month, we have the results. Because they see this as hormesis, hormetic exercising. That is acute exposing yourself to stress.
Yeah.
Just for a short
voluntarily.
Term.
Yeah,
yes.
voluntarily.
Yeah,
short,
well, that's part of the hero's
short
myth.
Term. And it works like a bloody vaccine, but then once without side effects, only the good thing. It optimizes our bodies directly. Nature's got it all. So that is the cold. And they are doing the study right now on the DNA and depression.
Uh-huh.
The best top researchers in America on the DNA. They are doing this in San Francisco, UCSF. Professor
right.
Elissa Epel.
Yeah.
Mind her.
Because if you stress
they
yourself,
found
you
a can, new way.
If you stress yourself, you can change how DNA creates proteins.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in this case, the cold shock and heat shock proteins, Not only, it goes even deeper. The telomeres are at work, the gene expression, the transcription factors, it's all at work. It's a big breakthrough, a new mapping has begun. They are going to investigate more. And now comes the next study, is with Professor Kevin Tracy in New York. And I will do this study with the Harvard professor, Stanford professor, and the biggest health provider and researcher of New York. They already tested me at the beginning of the discussion or the podcast. I said something about the vagus nerve, which was uncontrolled. I already showed that in 2007, but then we didn't continue. I continued then with the Radboud University here in the Netherlands, and then we fundamentally changed science by showing that the autonomic nervous system, endocrine system, and immune system all can deeply be influenced at will by the human in a comparative study. This was unknown in the medical science. It changed the perspective of what we can do against inflammation, which in the end is the cause and effect of, say, depression to cancer to anything. So I am now, I got to finish this. I'm now with the latest study with Dr. Kevin Tracy again, the professor, the Nobel Prize jury man, and he is a great authority. We're going to do this with a couple of more professors of great universities to beat that what makes COVID-19 a laughing joke. The inflammation kills 60 to 70 million people only in the West already. And we found a way to beat inflammation, which was considered to be impossible by humans at will to control. But we showed in 2014 with E. coli bacteria, first me, but then I said, no, everybody is able to do that. And I took a group of people, and after 16,134 people becoming sick with the same experimental model, then 12 people suddenly 100% did not became sick. And then they looked inside the blood and they saw them all influencing after a couple of days into the autonomic nervous system, innate immune system, specific immune system, and the endocrine system. All systems we could not, within the scientific paradigm, control at will. And now, yes. And now we are going to reproduce it because it's all natural. Because it's all natural, it doesn't get out. Because this is going on. Power is going on. It's a sick society. We have to get back to our senses, independency, that is psychologically and physically. And that's why podcasts like this, they show the way.
Yeah, how do you integrate the breathing and the cold? Do you do that at the same time? Can you do the breath holding in the cold?
Yes. What I did in the cold, that was, when I get a group of motivated people and I bring them to my center in Poland, and I'm there, 100 people. Then after 4 days, even people without former experience in the cold, in 4 days, day number four, they go in shorts for 5 hours on end in freezing temperatures, men, women, regardless the age or even condition. What is that? That is awakening to an innate, forgotten, disconnected power which we are born with. And I found the way to awaken it within a couple of days.
So how did you train them? What did you do?
Yes, every day, you start. First, you explain. Hey, guys, there is not only more than meets the eye. It's who we are and what we are, what we are going to experience. How? I don't know. This is the way I started. And now I found that I flabbergasted the foundations of science itself. I did so many records. And I went on and on and on and on and on. And then I caught the eye of the scientists, of the scientific world. What this man is doing is not possible according to science, but he is doing it. Let's test on him. And then they tested me in several ways, and they thought and they saw me doing things that are considered to be impossible by science. And so then I said, hey,
in Poland,
everybody is able to. This is the way I start with these people.
Yeah,
first, I change their paradigm.
Okay, okay, so, right. So you're doing the same thing to us in this podcast.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And then we go out. They say, okay, now take your shoes off. Let's go in shorts outside. There is snow. Let's all walk for, say, 5-10 minutes barefoot in the snow. Just have fun. A snowball fight. Something like that. And everybody has fun. Nobody feels the cold anymore. And then it's an awakening because our thought, oh, it's wrong, it's wrong. It's got to be wrong if you think it is wrong. But if you take it on playful, and that's what I do,
right?
Then there is no thought. I make it ridiculous, this hostile force, this so negative, overwhelming, cold, primordially getting to us, that it is dangerous and all. I make it a laughing joke. And then you see everybody having fun. That's only in the night when they came to me after fatiguing travel from wherever they come. From Hawaii to Australia, to New Zealand, to Japan, to Russia, they all come there. And it's fatiguing traveling. They feel renewed and they sleep like babies. That is the night number one. And in the morning, they are excited. But they also like, oh, what happened? I don't know. Maybe I cannot believe what happened. Then I, boom, into the breathing. And then you hear the biggest yelling of releasing trauma. And I go to the ancestors and everything because I know how to open up the closed up proteins because of traumatic
experiences. What do you mean that you go to the ancestors? What do you mean by that?
That is anything that is genetically encrypted in our gene expressions and closed up is because of a genetic past.
Okay, so why do you specifically refer to that as the ancestors? What made you think that?
Because we are the ancestors within our DNA. We carry every information of our ancestry, like 13, like possibly 100. Yeah. As long as it is not solved, it's still within us.
Okay,
that
Wim,
is the mechanism.
I've just written a new book. And it's not out till March. There's a section in there. There's an old mythological idea that the hero has to rescue his sleeping father from the abyss, from a terrible monster. And
yes.
I construed that in the book as the ability to awaken sleeping ancestral forces, likely coded genetically, as a consequence of voluntary exposure to stress.
Yes.
Coincidental.
There we come together, Jordan. This is what I do right now in San Francisco, showing through bringing back the primordial condition of the cell, together with the cold shock, heat shock proteins. What happens
right,
when
you do it practically.
Yes.
Yes.
You do this. If you go regularly in the cold, then the activation of those cold shock proteins, they're also heat shock because it's the same thing. It's through the hypothalamus and it works. Boom. Right? We get connection. And then suddenly you bring a protective shield around the cell. What happens inside? The war is over, guys. We can go into repair. And then you neurosignaling. We talked about neurosignaling. I was able to bring a cold water on the skin. Skin temperature not going down. That is.
And how
physical.
Long can you do that for? How long can you maintain
as
that?
As long as it takes. As long as it takes. That is the power of our mind intention. It's a real undiscovered area of psychiatry, which I have discovered together with Professor Vaibhav Divakar and Professor Otto Muzik in Detroit.
Do you have to eat? Do you have to eat more because of that?
No, absolutely not. It's the power of your intention. Your intention is able. This is a general universal principle of our mind, only not awakened. It was not discovered. The first time somebody ran the 4 miles in a certain incredible time, year later, 20 could do it. That's in the mind. So what we find is if we expose it to people, then they change their paradigm. And the paradigm, this is what they say, Wim Hof has found the secret of placebo. Placebo is no longer just over there. It's now a controllable healing force whenever you need it. It's the top-down regulated interoception. It's in within our will. That's the new science. And that brings us back to the ancestry. So first, we make the cell protected by a shield, activating the cold shock, heat shock proteins. Then inside the cell, you get a logically a signal. Hey, there is no war anymore. Energy is not needed to get inflammation out of here or to deal with inflammation or oxidative stress. Oh, let's go into the close-up proteins of our ancestry. We can work it out now. Because now it's silent, now it's nice, now we got the energy pieces here. This is the principle, a general principle of nature. When you are wounded, you retract. But if you are in war, you can even keep on shooting with a lack of shot. That's adrenaline, cortisol. That mode just keeps on going. That's our society. That is also wrong. There is no peace. There is no ability to retract no more. Work needs to be done daily. Work needs to be done all the time. Production.
Your people in Poland, the first day you have them go outside in the cold for a long period of time with no shoes on, for example, and they wake up the next day and you introduce them to the breathing. If someone's doing this at home, like if I wanted to start this tomorrow, I'd get up and have a cold shower. And I would do that voluntarily as facing the stress. Okay, and then how would I do the breathing? Would I do that after the shower? Would I do that in the afternoon? When would I do that?
You do it whenever you are completely rested, like relaxed. Because the breathing will open up your physiology deeply. If you go into deep stress while being kind of okay, that is the breathing. The breathing exercises is a workout because the vascular system is more activated than somebody who's running. You see? Lately, I did a research with paralyzed people. Amazing!
I can't do it when I'm relaxed because I'm never relaxed.
Oh, so, but you can. You can.
Maybe at night.
You will directly intervene into the neurological anxiety going on. Whatever is on the loose, you will be able to create a extra altered current within electrical current, the nervous system, I mean.
So does it...
You will
does
be
it,
able to...
Does it not matter when I do it then? Like I could do
no, it... No, it does not matter.
I mean, I was able to do it with you.
Empty stomach. If you need me, I'm there or anytime. You can call me. We have a Zoom and we do it. But you don't need me. I like to talk with you because you got a great experience in words and a contemplation and a lot of expertise. And I think we coincide a lot, like just now, about the stress, the ancestry, and all.
That took me like 15 years to figure out because I've read all these stories. They're ancient stories that first, the core element of the hero's journey, which is the proper journey through life, is voluntary confrontation with what is unknown and terrifying. That's the human way. And one of the consequences of that is the rescuing of the dead father or the hurt father or the sleeping father. It's a fundamental element of Egyptian mythology, for example, ancient Egyptian mythology. And it's part of the idea of the dying and resurrecting God. It's entangled up in that as well. And it wasn't until recently that I figured out that the consequence of voluntarily facing stress is the awakening of abilities within you that are part of our ancestral heritage. And so that is how you become a living avatar of the great heroes of the past. But I never, it never occurred to me that you could find high stressors of a say a physical type so close at hand. I never really put that together. The idea that cold stress, for example, would be sufficient to start that process. What about heat stress? I found saunas were actually useful for me.
Fasting. What about fasting? Yeah. Not starving.
All those were great. Fasting is hormesis. Heat stress is hormesis. The cold stress. But the breathing, really, these breathing techniques, let me compare. It has been compared in brain scan studies of people doing 4 hours of mindfulness a day for years. They could not get as deep as a person practicing this type of breathing exercises, go into the depth of the brain. They could not get into the depth of the brain even after years, 4 hours of mindfulness a day. And these, what we did, we went deeper inside the brain than those people. So this—
And that's
this
in exercise, 30 breaths.
Yes, this exercise, which began with going into the cold, it made me, that's the first thing. Then you learn that through prolonged deep breathing, you learn to control the biochemistry inside to shake off the stressor, which is the cold, and thus prolong time in cold water. You find it out, and it's all based on experience and sensation, and it works. Okay, then I began to disconnect the breathing from the cold. Cold, I still was doing, etc. But then I did these breathing exercises at home, and they blew my mind. Anything that I had read in all the ancient scriptures, I saw plenty, and deeper. And now I found that these breathing exercises are able to go where our paradigm of medical science thought of is impossible. And I'm showing this. Now, yeah, well,
you are practicing conscious control over a semi-unconscious function when you're exerting control over your breathing. And breathing is strange because it does occur unconsciously, but we can also modify it consciously. So it's right at the border between consciousness and unconsciousness.
Ah, interesting. Yes, a good point. It's a good point of view.
We modulate our breathing voluntarily all the time when we're speaking. And so it's also associated with the voice.
Amazing, yes. That is so. And then we saw in the brain scans in Germany, in Hanover, one of the best two brain scans of the world, doing this breathing. Normally, we have a willful control over 16% of our neural activity in our brain. And now they saw 100% neural activation within the brain, done consciously because we were doing the breathing exercises.
You'd recommend doing this just once a day?
Yes. This opens up the subconscious part of our brain. We are able to access into our subconscious, and it is only logical. We don't have a hump of meat to be not within our control, but we never are schooled therein. And then later in life, we begin to become independent, and then you get to the ancestry. You get into the subconsciousness. You get on all that, which is outside of the system, which the natives had. They were saying, I bless your 7 generations before and the 7 generation. They knew all this intuitively. Then we Westerners came, we took over their land, we stole it everywhere, in Africa, in Australia, in America, everywhere. We Europeans, that's me, the Dutch, they were very good at slavery and all that, and trading and all that. And now it comes to an end. I say, We got to go back to our nativeness, make sense. And making the sense spiritually with 2 feet on the ground is liberating the captivated souls of our forefathers, which is directly seen within the proteins within our genes. And now we are there. And I've been talking to Nobel Prize winners on the DNA about this.
I'm going to ask you 2 questions. I just want to clarify something. So first, if I wanted to start this, I could start by 30-second cold shower, and I could also start by the same day doing 30 breaths of the sort that you recommended. And that was just full exhale, full inhale. And did you hold it?
Yeah, I got a free app on my website. It's very good. It says it all. All the signs is there, all. And you can get a track of your records and your timetables and everything.
Okay.
It's for free.
And what's your website?
Developed this. What? Wim Hof is my name.
Yep.
WimHofMethod.com.
WimHofMethod.com.
Yes.
And that's where the app is available.
You find the app.
Well, you better crank up the capacities of your website, because we're going to crash it.
Hey.
I mean
hey.
It.
with all the love, because I respect you guys a lot. We are doing good work to the world. We want to stir up the world, because it's what is happening in the world. It needs change, and change needs to come from you. From me. We are here. The generations are coming together. Yesterday, I went, my oldest son is 37. My youngest son is 3 years old. I got 6 children. So I'm also in play gardens. And my son, it made me stop in Amsterdam in a little play garden somewhere I had never been. Okay, there I was. And he wanted to play. I had to go around again. Because in Amsterdam, you got to go on, otherwise cars going to push you. Yeah, so I had to go around again, and there I found a place to stop. And I went outside, 7 children were there in that playground. When I came to the playground, 6 to 12 years they were, the Wim Hof man, they know this shit. They are looking for something that really works. I'm a hero because I did Under the Ice, Mount Everest. I run marathons in the desert, in the North Pole. I hang by one finger up in the air, and records 26 and this and that. Ooh, up, and I got the signs. But the children, no, they need a role model. And I'm real. I am about love. I'm about to take ownership of who I am and what I am. That is what I want to give my children and all the rest of the world. And we should not hesitate therein. Your knowledge is great. Your efforts, like what you do right now, it's great work. So keep on going with that. And let's have a podcast again, because I like what you said on the ancestry. On the ancestry, this is my next. I'm going to write a next book too. My book is doing great, apparently. It's already in 21 languages, New York Times bestseller just a couple of weeks ago. And it keeps on going.
What's your book's name, Wim?
The Wim Hof Method. That's
all right.
It.
Well, I would encourage all the viewers and listeners of this to pick that up.
Yeah, for sure.
Ah, good, yes. And listen, viewers, we are going to change psychiatry, because we think and we have proven within the science and in brain scans and in blood proof that we are able to control our inflammation and to regulate our mood. We own our own mind. We have found connections. And now it's a matter of time. But if you are depressed or feeling bad and you cannot get out, just get into this. It comes from nature. It works beyond words. It's you. It's your life force awaiting. Now it is a non-dogmatic choice, because all the millions of data we got already, Happiness, strength, and health. Happiness is the endocrine system, the health, that is the immune system, the strength, that is energy, the metabolic processes in the cell. We got it all proven to be able to be improved by so far, far more than in science was thought possible. Here we are, to be happy, strong, and healthy. It's only logical.
Wim, thank you so much for coming on. I was really excited to particularly connect you with my dad because he's been having such a hell of a time. And obviously, I'm a huge fan. So thank you so much for talking with us.
Yes, it was a real pleasure to meet you.
It's an amazing respect I have for you guys and for your knowledge accumulated through your contemplations. And you got a lovely daughter and intelligent. I got also two daughters. One is a psychologist and the other one is, they are both out with me. But that's good.
Well, yes. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot.
Again,
and
Wim.
I would very much like to talk to you again. Maybe I'll try your method for a month and then we can talk again, or even a couple of weeks, and I can report on what it's done for me.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think this was a great beginning.
Good. Very nice to meet you, Wim.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.